Thank you, brothers. Very good. Well, good morning, everyone. Thank you, I receive it. And it's so nice to be here again with the family. Praise the Lord. And before I continue, if you don't mind, the children are here, and I don't want leave out the children. So can I call for children to come in the front? He said, okay. Yes. I'll pray for children. Come, please, I'm coming down. And the children come, run to me, and I'm going to pray for you all. Not to me, to God. Hallelujah. Yes. So I'm here now. So you come, and I want to just pray for you. Any children, can you come, please? Thank you. Ah, so nice. The recent being calling out these small ones is so special to God. And we are all His children. Come, surround me. I want to stand among you. And they are so special to God. And I like to just pray for them. And you never know that's a little seed that you plant in this little heart. And what is going to, you know, do the days, years, month, year to come. And what that the little seed will do. And I feel that when you're trying to send a person in a parliament house or in a business, it's hard. But when you want to change the life of nation or country or community, these are the people. Yeah. These are the people that they're going to change the community. Yes. They're going to change the country. Yes. And they're going to be a great evangelist, pastors, yeah, prophets, yeah, businessmen and businesswomen, yes, accountant, yeah, and pilots, engineers, and pastors, these are the people. And when sometimes we look at our big people and people are knowledgeable and we think, oh, these are the people. No, these are the people. If you want to rescue a nation, work on these little people. You want to be your good prime minister, work at these little people. One day, they're going to be a prime minister. One day, they're going to be a businessman, the governor of the community, Lord Mayor, and these are the people. So I have a trust. I believe in the children. So I like to pray for these little ones. So please, can you join me? And the little ones here, close your eyes. We're going to talk to Jesus, okay? We're going to talk to Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Close your eyes. And close your eyes. What God is wonderful is how God wonderful, oh, how good God is. All right? Put your hands towards these ones. All uncles, aunties, mom, dad, put your hands out this way. Father, we thank you for these little ones. I pray for your continuous blessing upon these little hearts, the little muscles, the little brain, the little legs, arms will move. And Lord, as they grow up in the fullness of God, in God's presence. Father, I pray, and I thank you. You are overseed of these little ones, and you lead them through. And every part, Lord, that part of their bodies, mind, Lord, I pray, you enrich in their bodies. And we pray for knowledge. We pray for wisdom every day. And Lord, they cannot move away and walk away from God's presence. We pray for God's presence over these little ones. And we pray, and Lord, you overshadow them, Lord, everywhere. And as this body develops spiritually, physically, they grow in a godly environment. And the most important thing is that God fear will come upon them heavily, so that they cannot walk away from God's presence. Father, we pray for God's blessings, for blessing, presence upon these little ones. Father, I thank you. Let your spirit walk. Let your good hand, Lord, protect them. And we thank you for your goodness, your grace, your sufficiency upon this little one. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Thank you. You can go back to your seat. Thank you. And, you know, I many times I really take honor to pray for little children. And they are so good, so important in God's eye. And I'm glad that I have a time to pray for them. Thank you, Jesus. And just before I continue, I know it's been really sad to hear some of the family members leaving us, going home. And there's no other way. The only way is all of us, we're going to face that one day. So we must have a good heart about everything. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, good. So I don't want to scream. I don't want to make a big noise to make you jump from your seat. So if I put you to sleep, it's okay. I always say, I put you to sleep so you can have a good dream. Praise the Lord. So it's so nice to be in God's presence. God is so good. And the song that we sang, oh, I tell you, I lift my spirit up. He's so good. Every day, even though you are not feel so good, but God is so good. God is wonderful. God is great. God is more than anything that you think of. Oh, I am really blessed to be the son of God. And children of God covers both male, female, children of God. So, and when often Bible says, brethren, come together, brethren. So that's also sister and too. So sister and they are not left out. When all the brethren come together, sister and come together too. So that's my version. So that's how God sees, and so nice. And this is a kind of news or things that happen in the family, in the body. My time of my church, it's not my church. It's God's church, God's people. In the church that I look after, take care. You know, five death in the space of. In 1 month, five dead in the church. They are some of them are pillars of the church, and it's a painful feeling, tragedy that it happened. But God knows what is happening, so I can't question God about that. Only God knows. So through that, it can bring healing, it can bring comfort. To church and to everyone. So I believe this is something everyone needs to go through, or we have to go through. So we can't avoid that. So I'm sorry that it happened, and I feel a sadness with you and for the family, children, and everyone, and the church family. But God is good.
Yeah.
Amen? Praise the Lord. And I'll bring greetings from my wife and the church to all of you and those who've been to New Guinea. And they remember you dearly and pray for you. And every Tuesday, we pray for our missionaries and our friends, pastors everywhere. And that has been going on for a couple of years now. And it become a part of our lifestyle in Bethel Center. And we pray for you every two-stage mornings, and 5 o'clock to 6 at the center. And in the evening, we pray for our missionaries in the mission field. So that's what we do. And also the Friday every morning, every week, also we pray for our own needs, for our cities, for our people. So that's what we do every Friday mornings and Tuesday mornings and Friday mornings. So it become a, I don't know, where you put a custom to the family, to the church. Not everyone, but the battle dwellers, the students and staff, missionaries, we do that. Praise the Lord. Well, has been a wonderful time during the conference. And this time I see the difference is the two more young people took time to share, the youth leaders, people you are involved in. It's good to let them to take part instead of all leads talk too much. So let the young people express their heart. So it was nice and so wonderful to hear. Our young people took that. So I was really blessed by that. And some of the things that they were shared about their own heart and things. So it was good, very good. All right. Now I'm going to start my sermon now. So praise the Lord. And I like to just come with the word. God's word is out to prosper you. Maybe in your thinking, you think mostly many people, when you talk about prosperity, they talk about only, first thing is money. In their mind, prosper. Prosperity is money. Many people, they think that way. But prosper you in many other things as well. God not prosper you for only for money, but prosper you for anything, everything in life. That it can be good to you, and maybe sometimes it's not very good to you, but it prospers you above all these things. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, I like to just say a few thoughts. So I won't go scripture after scripture to make you believe me. But I like to say what I believe is right for you. And God's word is out to prosper you. And in the book of Isaiah, chapter, many other scripture, but I picked that one, Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. And when he says about when his word goes out, it comes back. It comes back with the answer. It doesn't come back with the empty things. So Isaiah chapter 55, verse 11. So shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth, it shall not return to me void, but it shall accomplish what I please, and it shall prosper in your thing for which I have sent it. So these are the scriptures that you can read about this. But I believe that God's word goes out as he speaks, as he spoke. It doesn't come empty. It comes with a result, answer. So maybe one of the scriptures that you can in New Testament, remember the story of a sanctuary man? And he said, I have a servant that is, is sick and is sleeping in his bed. And I want you to pray for him. I want you to come and heal him. But when he asked, where is he? And he said, in the bed. But because of the need, make his master to walk distance, find a ways to get him to come or to find a result or answer to his need. And that was his need. His need was to be healed. But when he came and talked to Jesus, he knew that Jesus was he can heal. And he said, and Jesus, one thing that he's really, you know, attend my attention was, firstly, can he ask, and he said, I can come. But he, first thing he didn't ask the distance or what, how do I get there? No, he didn't ask all these questions. But I can come. The willingness. Happy to go wherever the need is. That was his heart. And so he was willing and said, I can come. But the sensory man, he said, no, I'm not good enough. You cannot come. But just good enough, I believe, and you speak a word and my servant will be healed. So that's exactly, that's what he says about. My word goes out, doesn't come empty. It went out to create something. It went out to do something. So that's what exactly happened. So when at the book of Genesis, you all, we read about creation. Creation, he didn't dig a mountain. He didn't cut the mountain. He didn't get the big machineries to create a place. No. He just spoke. He just spoke and everything became. So how powerful his word is. Today sometimes we take it indifferently and read all the scriptures and make everything in our mind, in our heart, make it too difficult. But he said, my word, I spoke it already. I said it already. I cannot say it 2-3 times. No, I said it once and that's it. Things are going to happen. So we cannot get all missionaries to dig the mountain, flood the mountain, dig the road, make it look good. Yes? That's the reason why we do that. But to God, once he said it, it will never, never, never change. His word, he said it, and it can be done.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. So how serious are we to hear the word, the God's word is here to prosper you. So that man, he was happy when he went back, he believing, and he said, ask, and what had happened? What time? And this time, that time. And he knows that's exactly the time that Jesus was talking to the man. Your servant will be healed. His word spoke, went out with the power, creative word. He performed the miracle. Hallelujah. So now we see things here. And he said, in the early years, so early churches, whatever the word of God has preached, there were miracles of salvation and healing and other signs and wonders. The demon possessed were set free. The paralyzed jumped up and walked. The people received their loved ones back from death or back from situation. So that's his word, creative word. And that's what exactly did to early time. Today, no difference. We see cripple heal. We see blind eyes open. We see the people heal from all the sickness. That's his word. We believing and we are speaking to that situation. Remember, God's words is here to prosper you. Prosper you for family needs. Prosper you for your job. Prosper you. and in a good life. Prosper you for good life, good marriage, and good family, good environment. That's God's provision. That's God's prosperity. Many times you don't need to just focus on the money. Money is not answer to everything. Money is there to bless. So God's prosperity is good life, good family, and things that is not right in a family situation, in your own life, that's how God is there to prosper you. So I want you to have a total trust and faith in God's word. And God, he can heal. God, he can bring the life to you. And the miracles we see in my country, I see not long ago, we sent some of our students out to some areas. And they went and prayed for the lady that he was crippled for some time. Lady jumped up, started walking. Yes. When they prayed. And this is not new. It happens all the time. Everywhere. Every country. Everywhere. Every city. Everywhere in it happens. So God's word is there to prosper us in that way. And we cannot walk away from this. And I believe this is something God's doing. It's not the people doing. And the people were believing God for. And the doctor says, you can't have this and that looking at the situation. And for example, doctor said, you can't have a children. Many, many miracles. I think some of you know, are aware of some miracles like that. Some people will, the doctors will say, oh, you cannot able to have a children. But when you believe in God's word and God's word comes to you, something can change. Amen. Hallelujah. The world cannot change God, but God can change the world. Amen. So that's how powerful God's word is. And we can't just spending the money and the money, and if it's some things that it does, money doesn't change, doesn't make bring change, but God can bring change. You can spend the money all of your life, but you leave God out, money continues spending. But God's word, you say once, and the problem is solved. Hallelujah. That's how powerful God's word is. And I believe, I trust God's word is nice. So doctor said, oh, you cannot have children. And maybe cancer, and you say, oh, the cancer is no medicine to, you know, solve that, recoup. Oh, sickness has been a long time, and oh, it's too long. And sometime I pray for people in my country, and the people will come with the sickness and things, and they said, if God's will heal me, but if it doesn't happen, it's okay. No. You can't come with the two mind. You come with one mind only. If you want a miracle, you come. If you don't want, don't come. Simple as that. So when I pray for people and say, well, God's will, you will heal me, God's will that if it's not, it's okay. No. God's will is to prosper you, and God's will is to heal you. Amen. So you can't come with your options, your words. You cannot change God's word. So Matthew chapter 8, when he was up in the mountain praying, and he came down, and he saw a leprosy man was sitting, and he said, oh, can you heal me? Can you make me better? And he said, God asked him, are you ready? Jesus asked him, "Are you ready?" The respondent said, "Yes, I'm ready." And Jesus said, "If you are ready, I'm ready. Be healed." On the spot. No asking all sorts of questions. No. "Are you ready?" He said, "I'm ready." "You are ready? I'm ready." Heal him. So, you can't change things that he wanted to do. It doesn't matter how thick, how long, how big, how deep that situation is. To God is nothing.
Yeah. Yeah.
It can go higher, can go wider, can go deeper. That's how powerful it is. And God, he can do things. So God's anointing is always great. Great than our asking. Lord, I receive my healing right now. So all that, sometimes we are asking and praying, and I need this and I need that, and I'm sure we need all these things, but all the time asking. Maybe sometimes it's better to just sit down and relax and say, "Thank you. You helped me. Thank you. You saw my need. You see my need." When we give that kind of thought and attitude and pray for God, God can hear us. God is not too far. God is not in miles away. Maybe we think it is, but he said, "I am here with you." When you accept Jesus into your heart, where Jesus stays? In my heart. So I asked my grandson, which is 4 years old, and he said, "Where Jesus is?" And he boldly said, "Jesus is in my heart." And a 4-year-old boy that he can say that, and what the big people are thinking. What the big people are thinking, God is maybe too far. So we continue to keep asking, and continue to put a loud hella and call out from loud hella or all the speakers that we can find. No. Even though you are just whisper, God is hear you. God will hear you. You don't need to make big noise that everybody will hear you. No. Quietly, you talk to your maker. Quietly talk to your father. He's always is there for you. And he will prosper you. And he will say, "Hey, my son, come here." So remember one thing. When a situation occurs, or it comes to you, and you think God is not listening, so maybe you go to another place. You move, look for another church. Maybe look for another hospital. That's what happens all the time. But he's asking, "Are you trusting my word? Are you believing in my word?" That's all he's asking. If you believe, okay, I'm ready to do something. Don't look for every way or find a place and receive healings right now. And you don't have to wait until the church leader or friend pray for you. Every time your faith is strengthened as you hear the word is out to prosper you. So every time you don't have to wait for senior pastor, senior elder in the church to pray for you. When the people come on a prayer line and you pray for headache, easy, pray for headache. But when you ask the next person, he said, "Oh, I got cancer, I got kidney problem, I got heart disease." "Oh, okay, we go to senior pastor." So what are you thinking? Senior pastor has more power than you? No. When God give all his power is not for only senior pastor, not for senior eldership, No, it's for all of us, those who believe. From the children up to the big people, that's the same power God gives, and that same power will operate. So same way. So when you hear God, God can do that. When you believe in God, God can do that. So don't wait for a senior pastor. If somebody dying and coming to your doorstep and he said, pray for me, and you look at the situation, it's too big, and you say, oh, I can't do much. Well, I have to call pastor. Pastor needs to come here. Maybe you call pastor and pastor on the way. If he dies in your doorstep, what did you say? No, not only power. Pastor doesn't only power. The power is in your hand. You release it. You make it happen. Speak it. Believe it. And it can happen. Hallelujah. So that's we should have that. To see God's word, that's how it prosper you. It can prosper somebody in need. It can need help in that way. So we need to do that. Remember, the fact change, but God's word remains. John chapter 8 verse 32, and you shall know the truth, and then the truth will set you free. Hallelujah. That's how it is. And it may be a fact that you are sick. The doctor say that your x-ray film shows that you are sick. But God's word says that by his stripe you are healed. Some other verse I could quote, but Isaiah chapter 53 verse 5. In the end, that's what he says. That is the truth about your situation. What is the difference between fact and the truth? Fact change, but the truth, God's word, remains. That's how it is. Just let me finish with the testimony. The lady, he couldn't have a child. She's been married for 8 years. No child, and doctor said, oh, you cannot have a child. And they did anything, everything. And a lady just believe, keep believing. And everything, but so you can have child. So one time God prospered that lady when he came to pray. God prospered that lady. Instead of one, prosper her with the twins. One set. And the second round, prospered him another two, and now she is happy. And four children. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's how God prospered. Hallelujah. Yeah. So, God can triple. God can make it happen. So, in the man's idea, what are you thinking? I don't want three, I don't want the children. You cannot stop it. You cannot put a stop or put a plug. When God said it, let it come. And that's your blessing, that's your prosperity, that's how God prospers you in the situation that you face. That's how God does. And you can't. And let me share another testimony. Another testimony is one man had two kidneys failed. He could not live. And the x-ray was shows that, you know, two kidneys are dead. It's not functioning in the body. And that's a little bit of worry. But they pray. They come to God and pray. The lady prayed for the husband to pray. And the next x-ray, they brought it to the God. And the doctor, he couldn't say anything. He took it to another doctor. He saw that this x-ray and the previous one and this one, new one, looked at it and said, it's real? It's a machine, it's played up? X-ray machine played up? And they took it to another doctor. And the same thing. And they check everything, the kidney, everything got replaced. Yeah. Two brand new kidney. Yeah. And he couldn't go. So that's how God prosper a person. That's how God prosper you. So if you can believe in God, well, that's how God prospers. And God is here to prosper you. And I want you to have that faith. And the children. So that's what happens. So remember that the finishing, you see the facts change, but the truth and God's word remains. That's the truth. You can't look for another way to change that. Matthew 28. And you read that mission scripture, missionary scripture, in the last part of 19 to 28 or 20, he says something. The last part he said, I will be with you until end of the earth, end of ages. So end, that means any of everything. Last day, I'll be with you. That's the covenant he made to you, to me. So I can't walk away from that covenant. Situation can't change it. Situation cannot take me away from that covenant. God made a covenant with me, so that covenant will remain until last day when he comes. So that's how God works and God will prosper you. And Pastor, if you don't mind, I'd like to ask if those people you've been struggling with the situation, sickness, anything, I want you to stand where you are. Stand, I'm going to pray. And I'm going to stand with you in prayer. Before I sit down, I want to pray. And God knows, and remember, God is here to prosper you. God is here to heal you. God is here to make you see his power. The only thing is required from you is you trust in his word, believe in his word, and I'm going to stand with you in that to pray. Hallelujah. Raise your right hand up and I'm going to lead us in prayer. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I thank you for my dear brothers and sisters. And I thank you for your word today. And we hear your word is out to create, is out to prosper. And today I pray for my dear brothers and sisters and the children they are standing, is your children. And behalf of some friends, maybe on their own needs. And Father, I thank you. You've seen those needs in Jesus' name. Father, I pray. Come with your power to heal, to prosper this need. In Jesus' name. Amen. Father, I thank you. Nothing is too difficult. Nothing is too hard. To you, everything can be done. Through your word, and we believe it, it shall be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.